Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Maxi Sports brought to us by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, the Gopher women in action last night. They ran up against a pretty good Nebraska team.
Yeah, Nebraska's 9-0 now after last night, but the Gophers had every chance to beat them there in the second half. Jasmine Powell went out with an ankle injury, but Nebraska was vulnerable last night. If they're 9-0 and one of the best in the Big Ten, then the Big Ten's not that top-heavy because they made a lot of mistakes. They play the game. Nebraska does with kind of a joy and a lot of smiles and whatnot, and they took a big lead, and then all of a sudden the Gophers were back in it, and then Nebraska expanded in the second half, had a couple of breakaways, and you go, okay, this is the Nebraska team now. They're going to put the accelerator down, and this is the way they operate, and the Gophers kept coming back at them, and Sissoko and Scalia made big shots. They took the lead 59-57 briefly, and Nebraska made just enough plays to win. The Heidi girl from Moorhead made a couple of plays down the stretch for Nebraska to help secure it. But it was you don't know quite how to feel about it if you're a Gopher fan, because you go, man, this team came close to beating an unbeaten Nebraska team. On the other hand, neither team played particularly well. There were some good plays, but there was a lot of bad play in between. So I don't know how you come out of that. Now you go to Michigan, pretty good team for them on Sunday, and that'll be another test for the Gophers. But I think the encouraging part would be if you faced the best in the Big Ten possibly last night, you went toe-to-toe, and you don't need to fear teams.
We always, I think, place undue pressure on former athletes who were great athletes who become coaches. That being said, your assessment so far of Lindsey Whalen, obviously one of the greatest basketball players to come out of the state, her job as a coach so far, what do you think her strengths are?
Well, I think she understands the game at a high level, and I think she's now gotten comfortable with the transfer portal and what they can do with that. But what where she's going to strike gold here or not is this recruiting class, which is next year with the great players that she's got from the state of Minnesota coming in. I just talked to Nia Holloway the other day. She's a great athlete out of Eden Prairie. They've got the Braun girl out of Wayzata, who's about 6 feet and very good. So they have some really good players coming in. What they haven't done is they've been kind of choppy. You know, last night Sissoko played well and Scalia played well, but it didn't flow. It wasn't like the ball went in and out. You know, and the things that they did when, of course, when she was a point guard, that's pretty hard to recreate what she was able to do as a Gopher or a Timberwolf, because there's only one Lindsey Whalen as a player. So this is a big year for them. It's, you know, it's a year where I think the NCAA tournament is the obvious goal, and I think that she will be incredibly disappointed if they don't make it this year, because they have some talent there.
Speaking of women's basketball, on the collegiate level, anything new on Paige Beckers, or is this a situation just like with Mohamed Ibrahim that we may never know, that it'll just be a situation where she'll be out and we won't get really an explanation as to how serious that injury is?
Well, yeah, and I mean, and Flex said the other day again with Ibrahim that, you know, it's an Achilles, and everybody's known that throughout. Yeah. He said it the other day at the press conference again. Becker's, I thought they'd have an update yesterday because they said she was getting scans and treatment yesterday. But, you know, you're not going to be able to hide on this one. They're going to have to make an announcement one way or the other. And I don't know. So as of late last night, they did not have any new information on her indicating her status. But obviously, you know, you go right to the doctor the next day and you try to figure it out. Now, you know, sometimes they'll wait because of swelling or something like that before they give a forecast. But by today, for sure, they should know her status, and I don't think that there's going to be any hiding on that. I think they'll say this is what it is, and this is how long she's out or not out, you know, depending on the injury and what it was like. And obviously, the you know, if UConn, they've got some other really good players. They always got great players. You know, Gino's going to have to own this one as to having her on the floor that late in the game. And he said in the game at the press conference afterwards, he goes, I know I probably shouldn't have her out there. I just love having our team out there when she's on the floor. I just feel so much better about it. I don't even think about it. So not that that's a great explanation, but he's a Hall of Fame coach, and that's what he said. But I would think we would hear something, because I thought we would yesterday. I would think we'd hear something today.
Yeah, and you think about it, too, you know, with the Final Four being in Minneapolis this year, the women's Final Four, that's how devastating it would be if she's lost for the season. Because, yeah, you can almost punch UConn's ticket right away for that thing. Gopher men's basketball, they open Big Ten play tomorrow. Michigan State, that'll be a big test now with the undefeated Gophers to see how strong they really are.
Yeah, they get Michigan State at Michigan right off the top, and Juwan Howard's got another great team sitting there too. So Tom Izzo will probably come to town this afternoon and go see Trey Holloman, his point guard that he signed from Crete and Durham Hall, of course. He'll probably go over there and pay him a visit today as well. But this is now gets to the gritty. But I think, you know, it's hard to say. Here's the thing: when you get to the Big Ten, You are scouted so much more heavily than you, because this is all these guys do is pour through tape. And so they look at you last year. They look at your players from last year. They have access to a ton of stuff scouting-wise. So the game just changes, especially in the Big Ten, because there's so many good coaches in the Big Ten that now you define yourself, because they're going to take away anything. That you know, Peyton Willis was the Big Ten Player of the Week and earned it for what he did the last week. They will now, you know, they will look at how he runs the team. Should we bring somebody? Should we pressure him in midcourt? Where should we pick him up? How can we make his life miserable? That's where the Big Ten becomes so much different than even if you're playing well during the non-conference season. But they have done a great job. They've got a lot of players that aren't afraid to shoot. So Ben Johnson's got them playing with confidence. And defensively, Dave Thorson's doing some things. So I'm going to go over and pay those guys a visit today and see how they're doing and what's up. But they've made it a lot more interesting and exciting going in than we thought they would.
Yeah, Spartans at the Barn tomorrow night. That's an 8 o'clock tip-off. That'll be on Big Ten Network. Utah tomorrow night at the Timberwolves. Timberwolves have the night off. That means you got a show tonight. What do you got lined up?
Pending. You know.
Pending.
I got for sure.
I know how that goes.
Charlie Adams on. He runs the fourth precinct. He's an assistant football coach at Minneapolis North, and he works security at the Timberwolves games. But with Chief Arredondo and all that goes on the north side, I love having him on from time to time to kind of give us the landscape. So ran him at the Timberwolves game last night. He'll be on for sure. And then a lot of pendings right now.
All right. We had Charlie on earlier this morning. So
You didn't tell me.
Just briefly, I asked him if he wanted the job, and he says, no, thank you. But I know he'll have some things to tell you. I mean, that's a tough job. Who'd want that job right now? That's what I'm trying to ask myself.
Yeah, for sure. And he's done a great job over there in the fourth precinct, and we go way back. And, I thought the same thing. Who are you going to recruit to that job right now?
Right. Yep. Impossible. Maxie, thanks. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll be listening tonight.
Thanks.
848 News Talk 830 WCCO. Final thoughts and remembering 80 years after Pearl Harbor. We'll do that to end the show. Adam Carter on the WCCO Morning News. Snowfall. Careful on the roads. 10 degrees at 848.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.